Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends this Monday evening. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Dr. Stephanie Sandblatt, who is Provost and Senior Vice President of LCC Lansing Community College. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well. Wanted to get a hold of you after an article piqued my interest in the Lansing State Journal about, as in their words, retooling and cutting some programs, and wanted to get a handle on the focus of the restructuring that was going on at Lansing Community College.
Yes. Well, we have spent about a year studying what we do, what the job demand is, not just current but also future job demand, as well as wage demand, student numbers of students enrolled in our programs and the graduates, and feel like, you know, this is a time when we need to take a look, just like the rest of the state of Michigan, at what we're offering and where the jobs will be in the future, and make some, frankly, very difficult decisions about moving in some new directions at the college.
Well, and so this is not, when you first read it, you think, oh, of course, this is because of budget cuts. But
no.
It's really about streamlining and redesigning so that it fits where the jobs will be, so you're giving the best education and best future
exactly.
thing for the students.
It really is not about budget. Now, there will be some money that we believe we can reallocate to programs that we want to grow, but it is not in response to, you know, a budget shortfall. One of the really important things that helped to drive this was the fact that we know that in the next 5 years, about 65% of all jobs in this country will require at least 1 year of post-secondary education. Not just a course or two, but a full year, 30 credits. So we're really looking at creating programs that give our citizens the best opportunity to compete for those jobs.
And it didn't used to be that way, did it?
No, it didn't.
I mean, it used to be a high school education. There were certainly many things that you could do. And the world is changing in terms of job skills.
The world has changed, and the world has changed in terms of, you know, even, you know, we're offering many of the programs that we started offering in the 1960s and early 70s in pretty much the same form, I have to say. And, you know, it was just time for us. This is something we've been talking about for a number of years, and it was just time for us to really take a close look and make these difficult decisions.
What is the timetable and the process of making determinations? It sounds harsh, which stays and which goes,
yeah.
But evaluating the classes and you know, seeing which direction you're going to go
sure.
with some of them.
Well, we have made a preliminary recommendation. We will be announcing that to the Board of Trustees this evening at our board meeting. We being the Dean's Council and the Senior Vice Presidents and the President. And then we have a 30-day open comment period for faculty, students, the community members, anyone to provide feedback to us. And not just, I think you should keep this program open, but why? I mean, if compelling arguments are what will help us in that decision-making process. And then we will make final decisions based on, we'll start with our preliminary recommendations, look at all the feedback, make final decisions. And then, you know, we will spend a good year implementing these changes. We don't want, for instance, students who are currently in the programs that might be eliminated to not be able to finish.
And so like one that I noticed in the article that was written, or let me back up. The folks who are in those programs, they'll have until the spring of next year to complete those and be certified or whatever the course would require.
Correct. They'll have a full academic year to complete their programs, or at least to get, you know, a first level certificate in that area.
What are some of the things, the programs that look like they're just not going to make the cut for various reasons?
Okay. Well,
she says, okay, I have to talk about those.
Yeah, it's tough.
Sure.
One is collision repair. One is automotive repair. Although automotive repair we want to replace with some forward-thinking repair programs rather than just kind of the same old thing that we've been doing for a long time. We want to look at electric hybrid vehicles, computer diagnostics on newer cars, that sort of thing. Another one is aviation flight. I mean, we've had a flight school at Capital City Airport for a long, long time. And we spend a lot of money on that program, and it's still not where we would like it to be.
So is not being able to get that to where you'd like it to be part of the reason you're saying now's the time just
absolutely.
To stop?
Absolutely. We either need, some of these programs, we either need to make a significant capital investment and do it the way LCC believes we should do it, or let go. So some of it is not spending money that we don't have. And you could say that's budget. But when you talk about big capital projects, and I'll get to a couple others and you'll understand.
Sure.
That was a factor in this decision-making process as well.
And some of the others that don't look like they're going to make it?
One of the ones is aquatics. Now, you can't get a degree at LCC in aquatics, but you can take swimming classes when you're a student here. But our pool is in need of a complete rebuild, literally from the ground through the roof. And that's a $5 to $7 million project. If you ask any of the school districts that have recently built swimming pools, that's how much they cost these days. We're not sure that that's money we should spend, given the number of other pools in the area that students and others could take advantage of.
And that's for use for recreation as well as classes?
Yeah, although our pool is primarily used for classes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And there were some others that you were able to mention?
There were a few others. Truck driver training is one. That's one we've done for a long time. It's a five-week program. It's not a semester-long or year-long program. And students in that program are not eligible for financial aid because of the length of the program. And it's very expensive the way we do it. And to get to a break-even point, we think would be past the point of where students would probably be willing to spend the money. Mm-hmm. Another one is heavy equipment operator and repair. We have some problems with that, not because it's not a good program. It's a great program. We run it in partnership with AIS, and they've done a fantastic job. But we can't continue to accredit that program through our national accrediting body because the faculty are actually AIS employees and not LCC employees.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like, one of those rule things, but
it is.
It's a rule, and we have to stay in compliance. One of the others is horticulture and landscape. We've had a program for a number of years. We know there are some other programs similar in the state. In fact, some even nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And we just haven't had the success with our program that we might hope. And we know there are some other options for students who really want to go into that field. So we're going to let go of that one. A similar one is interior and fashion design. The fashion design is really more apparel merchandising.
Okay.
And the jobs are, by and large, not very high-paying jobs. And there aren't a lot of them in mid-Michigan. And same is true for interior design. There are very few projected job openings with an associate's degree. And we just felt that this was the time to let go of those and refocus on some areas where we think there is real job growth in the mid-Michigan area.
And that sounds like that's the focus of all of this, and I hate mm-hmm. to use that word again, but the refocusing and taking the resources that are available at LCC for the students and making sure that they're going to teach them what they need to know for the job market right now.
That is very much what we're trying to do. It is. Yes, you hit the nail right on the head.
Does the process, do you think, is going to go well? I'm one of the people in the article said, needed time to absorb all of this. And so there are some big changes, but it sounds like as the process moves along, as people see what you're really trying to do with this, that they will be on board and understand the changes necessary.
I think most people will. We understand it'll be very difficult for faculty and students in the programs that are affected. And we appreciate that and frankly, are sympathetic and will do everything we can to help any faculty or staff that might be displaced. But we do think that, you know, in the long-term interests of our students and, frankly, of our regional economic development, these are things we need to do.
Well, and LCC, of course, is known throughout the area of training, you know, training people well for the jobs that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to keep that focus, it sounds like these were just things that needed to be done. And as LCC President Brett Knight said in the article, they don't, you know, no longer wish to offer programs that don't lead to employment at a good wage. So it's really
yes.
that simple.
It is that simple. And, you know, by and large, these are programs that really don't lead to great-paying jobs. And we know in our area there are some new industries coming in and growing where we can redirect our students to those, and hopefully they will be much more prepared for a good-paying job.
Well, I appreciate your time so much this evening, Doctor, and we'll be following the story as it moves along and the changes. And, you know, we've talked, it seems like some of the things we've talked about were kind of downers, but what's to come, I think, is exciting for Lansing Community College, and we'll be interested in seeing how that goes.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your time as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Stephanie Sandblatt, who is Provost and Senior Vice President of Lansing Community College. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.